Another successful junior market hog show. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. This week in Murfreesboro, about 140 youth from across the state competed in the Tennessee Junior Market Hog Show at the Tennessee Livestock Center on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. And of the some 400 head of swine shown, there was one top hog, shown by 12-year-old Taylor White of Clay County.
I won grand champion overall in the market hog show. It was really awesome, and I've never did before, and this is my second year. I sold a Yorkshire. We just buy the hogs, and she was a blue-faced Yorkshire, and we just buy the hogs to show.
Now, Savannah Ball of Williamson County showed the reserve grand champion hog, a great junior market hog show, this week in Murfreesboro. Now, overall, it's been a good time to be in the hog business with prices in the 60-cent per pound range. But economists say 2005 will have a tough time living up to 2004 for the overall ag industry. Jonna Miller has more.
2005 has the potential to be a good year for U.S. agriculture, but
I don't think we can expect 2005 to look quite as good as 2004 did. I think 2004 was, if anything, kind of a fluke year.
American Farm Bureau chief economist Bob Young says prices were high for so many commodities, milk, beef, corn, hogs, soybeans, that 2005 won't be able to match.
I think there are going to be some markets that are going to remain reasonably strong. I think the cattle market, for example, is probably going to average in the mid-80s for finished animals. The corn market, though, on the other hand, we're already talking about prices at less than $2 a bushel.
Young says energy prices, BSE, and soybean rust will also likely squeeze farm income. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Estimates for farm income last year, around $76 billion. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.